Welcome to Smarketing Smarts, a podcast for those people in sales and marketing. What's up? What's up? How's everybody doing today? Man, I have to say, I love that intro. That is my jam. Gets me excited, gets me pumped up, gets me ready to go. So welcome to episode one of Smarketing Smarts. Now, first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is George Thomas. Some of you might know me as AKA Big Easy on the Twittersphere, but recently I've just decided to put Big Easy to bed. So from here on out on Twitter and Facebook, it will be George B. Thomas. Moving forward, let's have a moment of silence for Big Easy. Just kidding. Anyway, on episode one of this podcast, I want to talk about probably the most important thing that we will talk about maybe in all of the episodes. Why? Because if we don't do what I'm talking about today, you won't do anything. So we're going to talk about getting started. Now, why don't people get started? That's the first question I'm going to answer. And let me explain why I decided on this topic to be the first episode. And it's really out of something from my own life. And that's the fact that probably for the last 3 to 6 months, I've wanted to start a podcast. I've wanted to reach out and do an audio version of what I've been doing through our blog for over 2 years now. And there were things that kind of got in my way, roadblocks. And I figured if I'm dealing with them, then probably a lot of folks out there are dealing with these same roadblocks. So what stopped me from getting started? Probably the number one reason, and I think a lot of people will be able to connect with this, is that as human beings, we carry this thing around with us called self-doubt, right? We get into our head and we start to think of reasons why we shouldn't do a video podcast or an audio podcast. We think of reasons why we shouldn't be blogging, you know, my spelling, my penmanship, my hair, you know, different things like that. And immediately we put on the brakes and we think, well, we probably shouldn't do this. There's probably somebody else out there that will do it better. And what we have to understand are these things. One, we have to get out of our own head and realize that the things that we say in our brain probably aren't true. That's not how people outside of us are going to view us, or they're going to think about us. And unfortunately, we are, by not starting, we're not being able to be a utility to communities and audiences that might gather around the way that they like the way we present, you know, whether it be our special swag or the way that we talk or the way that we understand and interpret the information. So get out of your own head. You need to understand that you, and I'm talking you as in all of you that might listen to this podcast, you know, now when I launch it, or when, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, when you find it on the internet, you need to understand that you're special and you are one of a kind. You've watched different videos than anybody else, or listened to different podcasts. You've read different blog articles. You interpret information different. You're going to teach information different. So you are one of a kind. So squash number one, quit having self-doubt, and just get started. Now, the second reason that people might not start something is because there's already somebody else doing it. In my case, there are a ton of marketing podcasts. There are a few decent sales podcasts. I think, possibly, I might be the first smarketing podcast, but I could be wrong on that. And we are going to talk about sales, and we are going to talk about marketing, hence smarketing. You might be a dentist. And you might think, why do we need another dental podcast? You may sell dog food and think, A, there isn't a dog food podcast and there doesn't need to be another one. Or, if there is one, there doesn't need to be a second one. Again, Do not let this be a stumbling block. It doesn't matter if somebody else is doing it, because as I said in number one, you are one of a kind. You are going to educate people differently. You're going to talk about different things in different ways. I have to be honest with you. I watch and listen to a ton of podcasts, and I've seen or heard the same person interviewed on different podcasts and absolutely loved it on one and absolutely hated it on the other. So do not let that be a stumbling block. So what is stopping you? You might even say this. This might be another one. I don't have the technology to do it, right? I need two cameras. I need some high-end podcast equipment. And let me just say, wrong. Over 50% of us in America have smartphones in our pocket. And what that means is you have a mini production studio sitting in your pocket. You can record audio, you can take photos, you can do video. So do not let the technology or the quality of the technology. Now, let me stop. You don't want to put out crappy stuff, because if you produce crap, then we know that on the internet you'll be crap. But what I'm saying is these phones are good enough quality to get you started and to get you going and allow you to have that kind of, you know, practice zone and start to build the audience until you can move into something where maybe you want to get a little bit, more advanced technology. I'm not saying that you would even ever have to. Your phone might be enough to rock out, 99 podcasts and keep on trucking. Now, the other thing, and we kind of touched on this with the technology, is people might say, I don't have the budget. Again, technology and budget, they're both excuses. Really, if you want to do it, pick up that phone, go out and buy a cheap flip cam, go buy a headset that plugs into your computer for $20 or $40, and start producing that content. Don't let self-doubt get in your way. Don't let the fact that somebody else is already doing it get in your way. Don't let the fact that you think you have to have high-end technology or a big budget to do it to get in your way. Because here's the real deal. If you want to know the deciding factor of if you're going to get started or if you're not going to get started, I can boil it down to one word, and that's passion. If you have enough passion for what you're doing, whether it be dentistry, dog food, marketing, social media, or smarketing, I know some of you hate that word, some of you love that word. We can talk about that on a later podcast, but I'm going to hold on to it. Here's the deal. I'm passionate about sales. I'm passionate about marketing. I'm passionate about social media. I'm passionate about content marketing. But where I think I can be the most passionate and be the most effective and the most help to the audience and community that I'm trying to reach out in a different version. I've already been reaching out to them for 2 years in our blog articles, but now I think, I know how many podcasts I listen to as I'm driving from my house to work or to meetings with clients, and so it makes sense for us to have an audio format. It makes sense for you to have an audio or a video format. So what I'll say is this. Just flip and get started. Just do it. Well, that's about as much time as I want to spend on episode one. Typically, our podcasts might be a little bit longer. We might try to keep them bite-sized, anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes. But I do want to ask you a question. And you can reach out to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me via email or Twitter. All of those places, Facebook and Twitter, you can just go George B. Thomas. My email, you can reach me at gthomas@wildboydesign.com. Reach out to me, and here's my question. What is it that you want to get started, but you've been kind of held up on? And if it isn't one of the things that I've talked about in this episode, what else is keeping you from getting started? Whatever it is, lay it to the side and get started. Because with the passion that you have for it, there's only one way that you end up, and that's with victory.